Yeah, where are we in the pony story anyway?
We're at the part where
bless you.
She was thinking about that she didn't have to come onto this island.
She didn't have to get on the Skellig Islands at all. Yeah. Sure, she didn't. But I guess it means that it's time for her to leave the island now, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, look, do we want her to have to go back through the sea all the way and get really, really exhausted, tired?
No.
Being...
No, we don't want her to be exhausted, because then she might be too exhausted, not like the last time. I'm too exhausted to carry on the journey, and you'll have to wait day.
Yeah, so we better get her to County Limerick as quickly as possible, right? I've got an idea what we'll do with her. Shall we give her a bit of magic?
Yeah.
The princess put out her hand to all the people in the beehive hut, and she touched them all. And she made a wish as she was touching them. She wished that she and her horses could be transported as if by magic all the way from the Skellig Islands onto the mainland and off across the countryside to the border between County Kerry and County Limerick. What do you think happened?
Nothing at first.
Nothing at first. And then what happened next?
Whoosh.
A mammoth wave came over the horizon. A huge, huge wave, the biggest wave that there had ever been in the history of the Skellig Islands, came over the horizon. It was a tsunami of a wave. And it literally whisked every single person, every horse, every pony, everybody on Skellig Moor and transported them, as if by magic, on to the mainland. The princess was swept. Silver, Crystal, and what were the other two horses' names?
Silver,
Crystal,
Diamond,
yes, and one more. Who was the fourth horse? Even the fourth horse was transported. Silver, Crystal, Diamond, and
Sparkle,
exactly. We're all swept by the waves, seawater in their mouth, salt water all over their hair. But they were all swept all the way from the Skellig Islands to the boundary between County Kerry and County Limerick. And at that point, everything came to a full stop. The water stopped going over the land, and the princess found herself on the banks of the River Shannon. And that's where the next chapter in the Prince in the Pony story, as the princess goes all the way round Ireland